The following is an editorial from Bloomberg Opinion.
This was written by the Bloomberg editorial board. The U.S. spends about 17% of gross domestic product on healthcare, much more than comparable countries. Yet on many metrics, including life expectancy, U.S. outcomes are worse. At least 26 million Americans don't have coverage at all. The Affordable Care Act of 2010 made notable progress, but failed to solve the pressing problems of high costs and less than universal access. The ACA fell short partly because legislators dropped the so-called public option, a government-run plan that would compete alongside private insurance. Yet as a result of the ACA, several states have been able to try innovative strategies to lower costs and broaden coverage. Three have used it to advance programs they're calling public options, and a handful of others have plans underway. These experiments are worth watching. The aim of such proposals shouldn't necessarily be to replace private insurance or to regulate private offerings more tightly state by state, but to broaden access to affordable choices. In poll after poll, Americans say rising healthcare costs are a top concern. States should keep on trying new approaches to see what works. This was written by the Bloomberg editorial board. For more Bloomberg Opinion, go to Bloomberg.com/opinion or OPIN Go on the Bloomberg terminal.
This has been Bloomberg Opinion.